Once upon a time, it was considered vaguely preposterous that rock and roll and classical music could ever be brought together successfully. But in 1969, John Lord of Deep Purple decided to prove them wrong. Composing a concerto with lyrics by bandmate Ian Gillan, and along with their bandmates, performing it with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra on September 24, 1969, at the Royal Albert Hall. The evening began with Symphony No. 6, Opus 95, composed by Malcolm Arnold, who also conducted the proceedings, after which the audience was favored with a trio of Deep Purple songs, Hush, Wring That Neck, and Child in Time, before moving on to this work, the three movements of the concerto for group and orchestra. For an encore, the orchestra and company returned to perform parts of the third movement of the concerto. Widely considered to be the first full-fledged combination of a rock band with a complete orchestra, the concerto for group and orchestra was also performed with Los Angeles Philharmonic in 1970. But at some point in the wake of that performance, the score was lost. As a result, 29 years would pass before composer Marco De Cori recreated the score, leading it in performance at the Royal Albert Hall in 1999, 30 years and one day after its original performance, that we learn from Rhino Records. The Moody Blues, known for the 1967 album Days of Future Past, was also one of the first major collaborations between a rock group and a full orchestra, and here they are. In recent years, a number of great bands have done the orchestral thing and decided to play some shows backed by a symphony orchestra. Bands like Metallica and Portishead have done orchestral live albums. Even Aerosmith got into the act by doing an MTV Music Awards performance in a symphonic style. And a lot of indie bands have been jumping on the bandwagon and performing with orchestras. The Brooklyn Art Museum started a concert series with local bands, such as Grizzly Bear, doing symphonic shows. This led to a lot of indie bands putting together such shows, like the Decemberists booking a whole tour with a backing orchestra. And according to Vitamin String Quartet, it seems as if musicians aren't afraid to be quote-unquote artists any longer, meaning a symphony can now be heard while relaxing and rocking a bit. The Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic will present its inaugural Battle of the Bands event this Saturday, January 31st at 7 p.m. at Mohegan, Pennsylvania Casino's Keystone Grand Ballroom in Wilkes-Barre. This is a live judged music competition showcasing eight talented local bands across a wide range of styles, from jazz fusion to country and heavy metal to pop rock, with cash prizes and a chance for one band to perform with the Philharmonic. John Popko, host of Rock 107 and Fuzz 96.1, will be the MC for the event. Hannah Beaudry, Director of Institutional Partnerships at the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic, paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about the inaugural Battle of the Bands.
Our executive director, Chasen Goldschmitz, really wanted to be more involved with the community and more involved with local talent. And we were trying to think of ways that we could make that come together. He came up with the Battle of the Bands idea. We loved it. And we just kept working on making plans with Mohegan, Pennsylvania, as well as Rock 107. And everything just ended up coming together very nicely. And we're all very excited for Saturday night.
How did you design it so that you could get to Saturday night?
Yes. So we designed it with a couple of thoughts in mind, one of which being the amount of bands who would be able to compete. I think we ended up in a sweet spot with 8 bands who are competing. It gives every band the opportunity to perform at least 2 songs, which will be very nice and give the audience, you know, some time in between to kind of debrief and talk about what they heard. But for the most part, they'll be able to listen to the bands, which is so much fun.
And what was the number of entries?
We received almost 50 applications. These were applications of all genres. They were originals, they were covers, they were everything. So we were really excited to have that many opportunities to take a look at the local talent in the area.
This is the finals then.
This is the finals. So whoever wins the grand prize this Saturday is going to take home the $5,000 as well as performing with the Philharmonic in 26-27. So those dates will be to be announced following the Battle of the Bands. As soon as the winner is announced, we'll keep them in our back pocket. And then as soon as we announce our season, we'll make sure that it's just a nice extension of the Battle of the Bands.
And Mélisse Brunet, the music director and conductor of the orchestra, is a phenomenon. She is someone who loves all kinds of music and respects all kinds of music.
She does. And I think this is something that she is very excited about as well, because this gives her the opportunity to really be able to perform some fun and different music with the orchestra, something we've never done before. So she's very excited to take a listen to all of these different bands and have something new with the orchestra.
Will the bands play by themselves this Saturday?
They will. So it'll be each band playing individually. Again, they will have an 8-minute slot, and they will have about 4 to 5 minutes in between just for some turnover. But they will be performing solo. We'll get an opportunity to hear them outright. And then later on, again, whoever wins gets to play with the whole orchestra.
And you have a very distinguished panel of judges.
We do. We have, of course, our music director, Mélisse Brunet. We also have our concertmaster, Rutal Mao, our executive director, Chasen Goldschmitz. We have Kate from Rock 107. We have Jennifer Ducharme from Mohegan, Pennsylvania. We have Eddie Day Pashinsky, state representative. And then we also have Rick Hoffenberg, who is the director of choral studies at Marywood University. So very distinguished, a wide variety of people and different genres of music in this area.
Speaking of genres, what are the various types of music we'll hear?
So we'll be hearing some, there's going to be some rock, classic rock. We also have some heavy metal. We have this psychobilly kind of fusion band. We have jazz fusion. We also have some country. So there is literally something for everybody in this event.
Are most of them from this area?
They are. So they're all within, I would say, probably well within 50 to 100 miles maximum. So they're relatively local bands, and almost all of them frequently perform at local venues.
Until the winner is selected, you won't know and Mélisse won't know. She'll have to give it some thought. But how would it work? Would the band be out front like you might do a Pops concert? Is that how it will work?
I think so. And I don't know the details quite yet. This will be certainly a discussion with Chasen and our production manager and Mélisse. But I would assume that it'll most likely be the band will be out front as a soloist with the orchestra behind.
And it does seem that from the publicity that you've all put out leading up to this, that the bands are just beside themselves with this opportunity.
They are. They are thrilled with this opportunity. And even within these bands, even though the genres are so varied, we have a lot of musicians in these bands who are classically trained, who know classical music very well. And this is just a really fun opportunity for them to be able to play something that they wrote themselves, maybe, or some covers that they really love with a full orchestra. It's a dream for many of them.
Is there a buzz in the community? Do you get people calling the office and asking for tickets? What do you sense about the audience?
There is. The audience seems to really love the idea of being able to merge their favorite local talent with the orchestra. So that's something that's so exciting. People who know the band members, people who see the band members on a Friday night at a local venue. So they're excited, and they're also excited for the opportunity to vote for their favorite band, which is a $1,000 cash prize as well.
the jury awards the grand prize, and then there's the audience or the people's choice.
There is. So that will be at the casino. That'll be an option towards the end of the event. It'll be about like a 5 to 10 minute segment where they can choose their favorite band, and the band with the most votes will receive a $1,000 audience choice prize.
It sounds like you've all done it before.
It does, and it's taken a long time to get here, but it's just something that we're all so passionate and excited about.
The pressures on orchestras and organizations producing and promoting and presenting classical music are stressful, so you would hope that the fans of these bands coming to see this event and then the winner next year would open people who may not be familiar with the beauty and the power and the excitement of an orchestra.
For sure. And it's something that we've been doing with many of our concerts this season, that's given the opportunity for new people who might be interested in classical music or something different to come to a Philharmonic concert and enjoy it and enjoy the experience the same way that all of our regular patrons do. So with concerts like the ones that we had at Lace Village, or Mozart's Requiem, or even concerts that are coming up like Jurassic Park in concert and Planets, Moons, and Star Wars. These are opportunities for people who might not be familiar with classical music scores and give them the opportunity to still experience the same thing.
What's the setup on Saturday? Is it table seating? Is it chairs?
It's going to be a mix of both. So we have some chairs for some of our ticket buyers who would prefer to sit. We also are going to have some high tops around, so if people would prefer to stand, move around, make it sort of a social event, they certainly can. There's going to be bars throughout the space. There's also going to be food throughout the space, which is very nice. So we're looking forward to an environment that's going to be very flexible for whatever anybody prefers for this event.
And I think people will always be surprised at the number of talented musicians, visual artists, writers, dancers in our area. And this is just another showcase and a proof of that fact, right?
It is. It really confirms how many talented local artists we have, whether they be musicians, whether they be composers. But the musicians that we have are just, they're simply phenomenal. And I'm so excited to have already met many of them. They're just fantastic at their work.
Are there samples of their work on your website, perhaps?
There are samples of their work on our social media pages. So on Instagram, Facebook, that's where we have quite a few samples that are coming out regularly. We are also sending out some e-blasts that contain some highlights of particular bands and their information and what they're all about. So that's super exciting as well. I would like to also mention that we are getting additional support from Guitar Center. So Guitar Center will be providing much of the equipment that's going to be used on stage, the drum kit, the amps. So they will also be at the event. They will have a table and a tent, and anybody who's interested in Guitar Center will be able to check them out.
Well, give us the contact information for your office.
Absolutely. Our office is located in Wilkes-Barre. Our number is 570-270-4444. And then we also have our website, which is nepaphil.org. So nepaphil.org.
Hannah Beaudry, Director of Institutional Partnerships at the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic, speaking with us about the inaugural Battle of the Bands event hosted by the Philharmonic this Saturday, January 31st at 7 o'clock at Mohegan, Pennsylvania Casino's Keystone Grand Ballroom in Wilkes-Barre. It is a live judged music competition showcasing 8 talented local bands across a wide range of styles, as Hannah told us, from jazz fusion to country, heavy metal to pop rock. Cash prizes, $5,000 is the grand prize, and there is a $1,000 runner-up prize and a $1,000 audience choice prize to be awarded. Tickets are available at nepaphil.org, nepaphil.org, or by calling the Philharmonic box office. And it's an easy number to remember. It's area code 570-270-4444, 270-4444, area code 570. The inaugural Battle of the Bands by the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic this Saturday, January 31st at 7 p.m. at Mohegan, Pennsylvania Casino's Keystone Grand Ballroom in Wilkes-Barre. There will be refreshments and a chance to sit or stand and hear some wonderful music. John Popko, if you know him, he's host at Rock 107 and Fuzz 96.1. John will be the MC for the event. And the judging panel is made up of Melis Brunet, music director and conductor of the Philharmonic, Jason Goldschmitz, executive director of the Philharmonic, Rutao Mao, who is concertmaster of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic, Kate Rock, co-host of the Prospector Show at Rock 107, Jennifer Ducharme, director of events at Mohegan, Pennsylvania, and Representative Eddie Day Pashinsky, a longtime musician in his own right, and Rick Hoffenberg, co-director of the Marywood University Music Theater and Dance Program in Scranton. For more information, nepaphil.org, nepaphil.org.